Hey, this is Don Jessup with Mastery Horsemanship. Raise your hand if you are confident enough to throw a rope while riding your horse, catch the hind leg of another horse, dally the rope to your horn, stop that horse from running away. That is one masterful, challenging technique that can go wrong very quickly. If you're not that confident and skilled, which most people aren't, then why do trainers show off these types of techniques? Do they somehow expect you to be able to do that too? Have you ever watched a horse training video where the trainer gets on a young horse and bucks the horse out until the horse stops bucking, then he rides along? Can you do that? Should you do that? If you can't, then why do trainers insist on showing these extreme training methods? Are they showing off? Are there real applications for these methods? Are these extreme methods even humane? With your permission, I want to share my thoughts on the matter. First of all, these extreme techniques may not be as inhumane as they seem. More on that in just a second. But methods such as roping a hind leg are extraordinarily tricky to do right and can end in disaster. So if you're considering using extreme tricks to get through to a tough horse or a mule or any equine animal, think twice before trying to be a cowboy. I've seen horses react so poorly that they permanently damage muscle or spirit or worse. One time I saw a horse flip over backward and die instantly when his head hit the nearby fence post. In short, you've got to exercise a lot of caution, and there's probably other methods, less extreme methods, that will get the same job done. Now, because these methods like holding a horse's hind leg by a rope or bucking a horse out for the first time are so dangerous for obvious reasons, that doesn't make them inhumane if done correctly, and here's why. If a domestic horse or mule is unwilling to participate in our human activities, that horse has two options left in life. One, if she's lucky, she's left to be at home with only someone who watches out to feed her and look at her from a distance, which can only last for so long before the feet have to be trimmed or some health issue has to be managed in some way. Or option two, she'll be sent to slaughter, she'll be destroyed. The most humane thing to do for that horse is to help that horse adapt to human life and participate in our lives with a sense of peace. Extreme strategies can be very effective with extreme horses, in part because it can make almost instant changes if done right, rather than dragging things out over a slower process. And this benefits the animal immediately. Think about it like this. Is one really hard day better than 100 less hard days? Extreme fixes, if they're done right with good hands and a good heart, could shorten the amount of time to bring the horse to a peace about our human activities. If done wrong, however, it may injure or destroy the animal's body or spirit, or maybe you too, in the process. So what I'm saying is this. If a horse has limited options and you have limited time, extreme strategies can work, and I don't want to be too judgmental about them. But there are still other methods. That means you don't have to rely on extreme strategies if you have an extreme horse or animal. You don't have to buck out a horse or rope a hind leg. You can do it the slow way. You can influence the animal to love you and trust you, and over time even enjoy participating in human activities. If you've been taught to push a bucking horse forward, imagine being in a round pen asking a horse to move along and into the canter and he starts bucking, and you've been taught that you push him forward to get him through that issue. I have to apologize on behalf of smart horse trainers that are dumb people trainers. Not everybody can do that. Not everyone should do that. There are other methods. I'm not saying that method is wrong. I'm just saying that I don't want you to think that's the only way to do it. If you've been taught to tie a horse to a rail and flag out the horse again and again, I apologize again on behalf of horse trainers that are dumb people trainers. If you've been taught to start a colt that you have to buck them out in a round pen, which most people can't do. Again, I apologize on behalf of great bronc riders who think other people should be that good too before they break a colt, which leaves most of us out in the world with a horse saying, oh, I don't know if I can do that, so I'm gonna have to send my horse to somebody else to do that. There are other methods. Mastery horsemanship doesn't ignore the value of extreme strategies, but it doesn't lead you directly to them. Mastery is about finding out how to get through to your animal without extreme measures, which requires less technical expertise on your part, which means anyone can do it. That is right. Anyone can start a young horse and live to do it again. Anyone. It doesn't matter how old you are or how skilled you are. If you think you can't work with a young or challenging horse because you can't do those extreme methods, you've been misled by old traditions. If you know other methods, which I can teach you, you can safely navigate the most challenging horse experiences. Mastery Horsemanship can help you do that. In fact, within the Mastery courses and my Horse Mastery group, we guide individuals to start their own horses, gain their full confidence, maintain integrity through the entire training process, and follow their dreams. I want you to check it out. You can try it for a month. Follow your dream. Follow your dreams. MasteryHorsemanship.com. Go check it out right away. But I won't leave you high and dry here either. I spoke of other methods, and here is one of many. Consider the roping of a hind leg technique. That's pretty extreme. But what's the main goal there? What's the principle behind that technique? The principle is to prove to the horse that if he remains calm, he can have his legs, which is something he values. But if he reacts poorly, one of his legs is taken away. His power is taken from him. His ability to escape is taken from him. This causes the horse to make a quick mental shift in our favor, because life is good when he's calm, related to our activities like saddling and mounting. And life is really not good when he's not calm. So it's a pretty black and white illustration in the horse's mind. That extreme polarized experience can be really effective, but we can follow the same principle of good if you do, bad if you don't, by taking away something else he values besides his own legs, which is a lot less dangerous. We could reserve his food and water, for instance, only giving it to him when he allows us to stand next to him, grooming him with a halter on. For the first few days, he wouldn't like the idea, but pretty quickly he'd realize that he doesn't eat unless he allows us into his life and his space. Good if you do, bad if you don't. Rest assured, there are even more techniques. You get to use your imagination about what your horse values. Can you trade that value for something you value? Real quick, back to the question of humane treatment. Is it okay to take the food and water away? Is it okay to take something away that the horse values in trade for what you want? If you're a horse owner and you answered no to that question, I want you to know that you're not seeing clearly here. You've got to see clearly, because you're already trading. You've placed a fence around him to hold him in view. You've traded his freedom for your pleasure. And I know that sounds really extreme, but it's true. The only safe bet is that you truly love and honor your horse's experience in our world, which lends to the truth that you are humane about his experience. You are humane about his experience. So the answer to the question is yes, it is okay to trade something he values for something you want. Just do it in an elegant, masterful fashion. Give him what he needs when he gives you something in return. That's one of the fundamental principles of leadership. Not love, but leadership. Love is a different topic. If you have a horse that's hard to catch, you can stand over his daily food pile until he allows you to touch him with your hand or a rope, and then walk away and let him eat in peace. Within a few days, he'll let you catch him easily. Don't just toss food over the fence and hope that one day he'll recognize that you are the giver and he'll let you put that halter on. If you have a horse that bucks with a saddle, don't just get on and ride it out. Ask him not to buck every time. Then ask for forward again. Then play the don't buck game until he can go forward without bucking. You don't have to push him through it. You don't have to ride that out. There are other methods. Consider the principle one last time. Is there something my horse values? Food, water, oxygen, movement, herd mates, freedom, etc., that I can give him after he or she gives something simple to me? If you can answer that, you're one step closer to leadership. If you can do it elegantly, you are one step closer to mastery. As always, I love to hear your comments, so please scroll to the bottom of the page, comment below, and share this with your friends. May the horse be with you. I'm Don Jessup, and I can't wait to see you next time.